we're done. You're listening to LFM.
Oh, well done. Oh, well done, mate. You're listening to LFM.net.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to LFM. It's, gracious, it's the 15th of June. It's Thursday evening once again, and we're broadcasting from back in Stoke Newington, which I'm happy to say is a little bit less chaotic than Bristol was last weekend. Fucking hell, what a palaver. But yeah, safe and sound, lost a few cables, but we're more or less back to the way things should be. Tonight, we're privileged to have on the show Broken Yoke from Sick and Twisted, Covert from Critical Noise, Freddie Frogs from No Fixed Abode and Frogs Records, and all the way from Tampa Bay, Florida, although they're not actually live, it's a recorded interview and set, Yo Majesty, who are going to, well, tell us all about their special twist on hip-hop. Yeah, we're going to get pretty quickly into the music, but first of all, just going to say hello to Mr. Broken Yoke.
Hello.
We were just talking a few minutes ago about your, you're moving to Canada pretty soon, so we're not going to have much of the Broken Yoke audio philosophy for too much longer, I fancy. Are you planning to keep on playing music out there as well?
I hope so. I may have to take a bit of an easy listening direction, which is kind of the flip side of the Broken Yoke from the rather noisy stuff that I play normally. But yeah, it's all going to be going on, and I'll see what I can do when I get out there, basically.
Yeah, I think the Canadians are quite up for it.
there's a history, but it's a big place. So yeah, some travelling may be involved.
Right, yeah. And the other thing we were just chatting about is... And how long did we decide you've been on Sick and Twisted or Sick and Twisted regular for?
Oh, it's about 6 years now. I mean, Sick and Twisted has been going for 10 years now, which is quite some feat. And yeah, about 6 years ago, I had no idea of the noise scene as such, and just turned up to the night because DJ Scud was playing, Major Hero, and took along a little tape with bits and bobs of the noisiest things I could find and some circus music and some acid house and stuck it all together. And since then, they kept inviting me back. And then after a couple of years, I kind of twigged that I was a resident.
Quality. That's quite an originating story, that is. Is there any sort of particular act from Sick and Twisted that you remember... sort of above all the rest, because there have been so many, it's pretty ridiculous, really.
It's hard to say. I mean, Venetian Snares always comes up with the goods, and when he played us, it was quite nice to see him in a little place like ours. Oh, too many to tell, to be honest.
Ace. And I think there was one track for tonight that you were bigging up particularly, we've got the CD player out for.
I'm a big fan of R. Kelly's recent masterwork, Trapped in the Closet, and I thought it's time that it had a bit of a breakcore refix, because it's like my life, really. It's my life in a hip opera style, I think he calls it. If you've not heard it before, you're in for a real treat, and I suggest you check it up after I've mashed it to pieces.
Brilliant. Well, I think we'll get you on the decks then. Thanks very much, Matt. And, yeah, you're listening to LFM.
You're listening to LFM! It's Sink!
Thank you. And the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, "Good morning, darling," from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? Lost the track of time. What was on my mind? The club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on about the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it. Said, "You can't go this way." Looked at her like she was crazy. Said, "Woman, move out my way." Said, "I got a wife at home." She said, "Please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home." She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Shh, shh, quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet. She said, "Don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down." I said, "Why don't I just go out the window?" Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, think, shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, "I'm home." She says, "Honey, I'm in the room." He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, "Honey, I've been missing you." She hops all over him and says, "I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar." Throws her in the bed and starts to snatch at her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the is going on? You're not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, "There's a mystery going on, and I'm gonna solve it." And I'm like, "God, please don't let this man open his closet." He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, "Baby, come back to bed." He says, "Bitch, say no more." He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. Get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Damn, he's open in the closet.
www.killaload.com, wifey dead. When me download this shot, come once a far for the internet. The whole place locked down, me got the computer gun. Them don't got none. www.killaload.com, wifey dead. When me pop out this shot, come once a far for the internet. The whole place locked down, me got the computer gun. Them don't got none. Mexican a bad man at the soldier. Me got the 2001 computer. New type of gun, we a 21 shooter. Boy, screw off him face like a barracuda. So me make a ride by shooting from the scooter. Shut up in your set a job a gun like red soldier. Who I ready put on the military soldier. Military job, the military boot ya. Do a gunshot on me belt in a me lobe ya. Mexican a jean, boy life like a soup ya. That one a name, www.killaload.com, boy fi dead. When me download this shot, come one, shut up the internet. You do a place like from me, got the computer gun. Them don't got none. Double, double, double. Till all load that come once. Blood. When the pop out the shotgun once. At half the internet. The whole place got some. Me got the computer gun. Them don't got none. Imagine.
Trying to put on my clothes.
searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said, you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said, woman, move out my way. Said, I got a wife at home. She said, please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Shh, quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound. Some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. She thinks, put me in the closet. Now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. He walks in and yells at home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. Walks in there with a smile on his face saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath for her. Telling you now this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on? Not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate. But from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom. He was staring in the mirror,
She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home. Then I said, wait a minute, now hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down. He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus shit up in my house. But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt. I said, we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking close? I met this girl at the Pages Club, and she told me she didn't have a man. Then he said, man, please, I'd kill you if you didn't have that gun in your hand. And then I said, but your chick chose me. He said, don't give me that Mac shit, please. His phone goes off, and then things get a little more interesting. He steps a little closer. I point my gun and says, I'm not the one you after. He says, son, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor? I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian lie? And I started to put the gun down till I saw his face still had a frown. She started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be. I started inching out. He says, no, I want you to see this. Said, I gotta get out this house. And I tell her, reveal my secret. I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up and says, no, baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now. Click. He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted. And she said, what do you mean? And he said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings. He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor, hurry, take the stairs. And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you both will know the shocking truth. Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. Then I said, nigga, I'ma shoot you both if you don't say what's on your mind. He said, wait, I hear somebody coming up the stairs. And I'm looking at the door. He says, I think you better sit down in a chair. I says, I'm gonna count to four. He says, mister, wait. Two. She says, please don't shoot. Three. He says, don't shoot me. Four. She screams. Then I knock on the door. The gun's in my hand. He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. I love rude boy top five. don't know what the hell's in there. It's weird and pissed off, whatever it is.
Star General, right here.
Hey, yo!
No exceptions.
he flicks a cigarette and then gives me the ticket.
Just like someone's here. And then I looked in her eyes, and in her eyes there was so much fear. Pull out my gun, said, "Is he still here?" She shook her head and said, "No, I'm checking behind every door." She cried out, "He left right after you called." I said, "What the was you thinking? Thought that I wouldn't find this out." Then I said, "You must be crazy. At home, crying to have somebody off of in my mom's house." We'll be right back.
Yeah. gonna die, at least not today. Then he asks what happened, says why did I get shot? Sylvester, what is this policeman doing here? And I said, go on, tell him, cop. He says, son, we gotta get you to a hospital and take a look at that wound. Juan says, no, I'm okay, it's just my shoulder. All I need is a bathroom. Now 5 minutes has gone by and they're telling Juan everything that happened. Juan says, shit, man, I would have been better off in prison. And now somebody's banging at the door and I'm like, oh no, here we go again. Thinking out loud to myself, saying, when is this shit gonna end? Then Gwendolyn looks at me and says, baby, you got that? And I say, no. She says, why? And I said, because I'm not opening up another motherfucking door. And the cop says, Gwen, I get it. Then looks at me and say, man of the house, my ass. Then I say, I don't get it, but whoever it is, I'm about to put their ass on blast. And then the policeman grabbed me, I snatched away and got my gun up off the floor. Then Tron says, man, that's what I'm talking about, cause that's the point that shit tore the door. Then he snatches the policeman's gun and says, officers, arrest me later. I count to three, Tron opened the door and it's rolled the nosy neighbor.
White motherfucker. You the one who started this shit. English muffins in any place. Check the space.
Linda.
Easy, man.
Easy.
Supposed to be in there.
Oh.
Oh.
Can't get nothing. Can't get nothing. Can't get nothing.
I supposed to be, supposed to be
Linda.
Anyway, Sirajer, Cheyenne,
What's up, man? What's up, man? Go away. C'est le faux qui manque les moins. Un riche laboureur s'entend sa mort prochaine. Fait venir ses enfants, leur parla sans témoin. Gardez-vous, leur dit-il, de vendre l'héritage que nous ont laissé nos parents. Un trésor est caché dedans. Je ne sais pas l'endroit, mais un peu de courage. On vous les fera trouver, vous avez une raison. Renouez votre chandem qu'on aura fait l'eau. Creusez, fouillez, pêchez. Ne laissez ni une place où la main ne passe et repasse. Les pères morts, les fils pourraient retourner les chalets. Descendez là partout, si bien qu'on vous là. Il a remporté davantage d'argent point de cachet. Mais le père fut sage de leur montrer avant sa mort que le travail est un trésor. We'll be right back.
Broken Yoke, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
That one goes out to Alice, Nera, and of course, Alfie.
Broken Yoke won't be in the country for much longer as he's emigrating to Canada.